mama, run mama, gaga, ooh la la, what you about romance?
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I don't know why you picked that song, but did you see Glee last night?
No.
Did you know they did a whole Gaga thing on Glee and they did this song?
Just chose it then.
Did you know that for the first time when they were doing the whole Glee thing, they, you know, when they sing on Glee, right? You hear the words. It's not like Lady Gaga or, you know, I don't know, somebody else singing, right? They're very good at pronouncing words. It's like the first time I heard what the words mean to her songs. They did a whole poker face thing.
Good.
And they were like, you know, like...
I like poker face.
You like that song?
Mm-hmm. I like all of Lady Gaga songs.
I didn't know you like that. But you didn't see Glee?
Nope.
They were like all dressed up in the Glee thing? In the Lady Gaga thing? Okay, I'll tell you what the deal was. I thought she would be on the show and she wasn't. She did not come on the show.
She's busy touring.
Okay, but you want to know what my other problem was?
What's that?
We were at a place where we were, you know, there was like somebody had the remote. And because I don't know how to do the, what do you call it, recording DVR business.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently all the finales, this must be some kind of, you know, ratings week, right?
Well, for the television. Series are all wrapping up.
They're all wrapping up. And that's why today we're calling this Dr. Pat's Wrap. Because on at the same time, apparently was The Biggest Loser, the winner deal with that. American Idol, not the final they pick tonight, but American Idol where they sing the songs. And Valerie's going to be in here in a minute. We're going to talk about that.
She's already hooked up.
Oh, she's hooked up in her room. Hey. So, and you're one of these recording people, right? Where you record the shows.
I watch way too much TV, so I have to record everything.
Okay. So,
when they come on at the same time, what are you supposed to do?
Well, because Glee did the whole Lady Gaga thing.
Yeah.
Last night. So that was a hot one. Mm-hmm. But then we're flipping and actually almost missed Crystal singing last night.
Mm.
And then absolutely didn't have to really wait until the end for Dancing with the Stars.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I hope we can come up with some Pussycat Doll music. So it was very. What did you think about all of that?
Which Pussycat Doll song do you want, though? There's a little risque.
We play them all anyway. We were playing them when they. And whatever happened to the Pussycat Dolls?
We don't play them all.
Don't you think?
No. That's pretty much the only one that's clean.
Okay. Is that one?
Yeah.
Well, Beep is pretty clean.
I haven't listened to it.
Because they do Beep.
Want to make sure.
Yeah. You know, you have to be sure because we had that one time that we played somebody that wasn't. We caught it in time, I think, though. You actually can't even play Empire State of Mind unless you get the other version of it because, man, I don't even know, you know. But last night was very funny because if you're watching Glee and you're hearing them sing Lady Gaga, you actually understand the words. I had no idea the words to Poker Face.
You can sing the chorus.
No, but they actually like sang the words.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Does she really say? Are they like, is that cool? Okay, so what did you watch, Miss Pop Culture Queen, joining us here today? Valerie Dunn is. And Benny, of course, he's not quite Mr. Pop Culture. Would you say you're Mr. R&B? What would you say? You're
Top 40 hip hop.
Top 40 hip hop. Thank you.
I'm into that.
Top 40 hip hop. That would be our moving 92.5 people.
That's right.
Almost.
Yep.
Is it them or would it be somebody else? We better say it's
them.
Well,
it's them and it's their competitor, Cube 93, but.
Okay. So explain to me the last song on American Idol. Now, the first song they sang, I think the judges picked or they picked. Right? So
right,
I don't know if we have any clips of that. Do we have any clips of that?
No, I just have the clips of the last two songs that
they sang. You don't have What's Her Face, Crystal singing Bobby McGee?
No, I don't have
that
one.
I have to tell you.
Was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And why do I relate to that? Because I actually met Janis Joplin.
Oh, you did?
And if she does not have that energy like Janis Joplin, I don't know who does. It's like crazy good.
Yeah.
It was good.
I know anybody that can pull off singing a Janis Joplin song, I mean, they're good in my book. I mean, goodness.
But, you know, everybody out there in the media, and that's not us, of course, because we're not going to do that. But everybody is not picking her. They're picking him to win, Lee. And honestly, how did you think he did last night?
I like Crystal.
I went up to the mountain.
Oh, I cried.
Yeah.
I cried. Listen to this, everybody.
Because you asked me to. Oh, because you asked me to. Sometimes I feel like I've been nothing but tired. And I'll be working, oh, till the day I expire. Then sometimes I lay down. Nothing.
Oh my God. I just thought, why does that song make me cry? I don't get it. That is, and so tell me, who wrote the song? Do you guys know how those songs show up? I mean, don't we have, they're not like real songs yet. What do I mean? They're not like, they're brand new songs. And what Lee and Crystal got to do is pick the one they wanted to be their hit song.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how they exactly do that. I'm not sure.
So we don't know if somebody wrote, if they had a contest like they did 2 years ago, but we don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, so even though you want Crystal to win, what did you think of Lee?
Well, okay, so you have, they sang two songs and that if they win, that will be their debut song. So that song we just heard,
that
Crystal,
was Crystal.
Up to the Mountain, that song would be her debut single if she wins tonight.
Right, okay.
Now, that song was great. Lee, I like Lee, but his song is a beautiful day. And I did not really enjoy that performance. So
yeah,
if we're
going to
base off of what their singles are going to be,
yeah,
I have to go with Crystal.
I thought she just rocked it all last night.
Don't get me wrong. That's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song.
A beautiful day. Yeah. I love that song.
I think we should listen to it to find out.
Do you have it?
You guys are just talking about it. You
know,
all right.
And if you're enjoying the music from tonight and want to keep it for
that's
yourself,
Ryan
head to iTunes and download your favorites.
Here's a free plug for iTunes.
It's now time for the last.
Oh, there we go. What'd you do with that?
Sorry, I'll take blame for that one.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. All right.
Roses in bloom, she's up through the stony ground. There is no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere.
Yeah, I think we're right.
What do you think?
I find it kind of flat.
I know. That's what somebody said. But don't you think, you know, Simon, when he was like, okay, the phone's ringing.
We should just go back to Crystal and give her credit where credit is due.
Benny, just FYI, if you go on YouTube,
so what did you think?
And find Crystal's Bobby McGee song, it's up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what did you think? You thought he was flat too, right? Or, you know, it was no comparison, right?
Well, I mean, you are competing with Bono and U2, and they've been around for many years. And we want to wish Bono, by the way, good luck with his back surgery. Emergency back surgery. They canceled their tour for right now. I'm sure they'll get back on the street. But
you know what we should do?
It just sounded flat.
We need to get Lou Paradise to send him some toppers.
Right? It just didn't have the oomph I was looking for. And at this point, these people should be at the top of their game.
Every song.
This is just how he is at the top of his game. But
no,
I'm not seeing it.
I think he's been better.
I'm not seeing it.
I think he's been better.
Well, maybe just not with that song.
So why do you think everybody's picking him to win?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think everybody, he's got the most beautiful.
Is it male, female, too? Are they trying to balance that out? I mean, you have more females that have won than male?
I don't know. But he's got the most beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah.
Did you see his eyes?
Like I said, I'm not a big fan of the show. I haven't watched it. And besides, I was at Sex and the City 2 premiere last night. So I didn't get to catch it.
Okay, you diss me on that then.
Well, you
nice.
Know.
Okay, Sex and the City 2.
Yeah,
we'll talk
precedence.
About that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a little pop culture for Mr. Benny. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we'll just be talking about, don't you think your girlfriend is hot like me?
We'll finish out with Crystal.
We will.
pretend.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you suffer with a health condition you can't move forward from? How would you feel if you woke up each day to better health? It's time to ignite your inner healer. We all have within us an amazingly powerful tool called our inner healer, and it is waiting to go to work for you today. Our bodies are our best authority when it comes to our health and healing. When we change our mind, we change our life. Visit Dr. Kell at AskDrKell.com today and wake up to better health tomorrow. That's AskDrKell.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Coming to Seattle for one night only, a long-awaited appearance by one of the most visionary women of the century. An Evening with Shirley MacLaine is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the big questions, such as what is consciousness, what is the purpose of life, or are we alone in the universe? With a woman that isn't afraid of the answers, join Bella Spark Productions and Shirley MacLaine on Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. in Beta Royal Hall, Seattle. Shirley MacLaine, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Be sure to keep listening to this show for your opportunity to win two tickets to this final event in the 2010 Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit bellaspark.com for details. BellaSpark.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to thank all of you out there for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We've got so many juicy things planned for you. Remember, the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by.
Good enough for me, good enough for me and my body.
Come on, everybody, we can sing this song. Come on, Valerie.
I'm out of that one.
There you go. That's Crystal, all right, singing Me and Bobby McGee. Well, it's all over except for the announcement, really. I mean, the voting was 4 hours, I guess, last night. I wonder what it's like for them. I mean, they seem like, for me, they seem like two regular people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They really do. And honestly, I mean, I'm really struck by how really nice they both seem to be and how much they care for each other.
Yeah, they seem really humble.
I think they really do. And I think, you know, Simon talked about that last night. Both of them have had challenges. I mean, he came out of a paint store, right? She's a single mom. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, you know, I mean, don't you? I love, you know why I like that show? Why do you like that show?
Because it's real.
Yeah.
It's real people.
It's real people.
People can, they can go after their dreams.
That's the part of it that I really like. I mean, you know, I definitely don't like to go through where they bring on people and make fun of them and all of that. I don't really find much room for that. Mm-hmm. But to see such amazing talent and to see people emerge and grow like some beautiful lotus that's opening, it's just incredible. Now, I don't know if we have any clips from Dancing with the Stars, but I have to tell you,
Nicole's response to hearing that she won.
I was shocked.
It was better than her the Grammys. But boy, could she? Well, okay. So Linda's not going to call into the show, but I wish she would, because what I found out was that a lot of people really wanted Derek to win. They had this really fondness for him.
Yeah, and that's the thing with on the show is that, you know, those votes, you don't really know if they're going towards a celebrity or the professional dancer.
Well, don't you think they're going to both?
Well, yeah, I mean, but Derek is just so adorable. Isn't he just so cute?
That's what I'm saying.
I know. And just, he's won before.
And just like his sister, you know, Julianne.
Right.
Right. But when did he win before?
I think he was the first or the second one to win.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay, we need to find that out.
I'm pretty sure he's won before.
Okay,
yeah.
So for those of you, I mean, it boiled down to Evan and Nicole, right? What did you think of that? How did you think that worked out?
Well, I love Evan.
I know.
Evan Lysacek.
Don't you think everybody should win or something?
I know,
this is what
right?
I want to do. I just want him to, like, stop now. Right?
I
want
know.
Him to stop now. There are two people that are, like, in the top. Don't you want him to just, like, say, it's a tie?
I know, right? I know. I
don't live in the real world.
I like watching Evan, but if anybody's performance killed last night, it was Nicole's. I mean, she just blew everybody out of the water. The one dance with Lady in Red?
Yes.
Where she wore the red dress?
Yes.
Oh, Vinny's looking at me like, you're a nerd.
What?
No.
I couldn't believe it. And that lift at the end.
Did you cry?
You know,
I cried.
I don't know.
I cried.
Yeah, it was a.
You
it
didn't like
intense.
Lady in Red?
No, I loved it.
I did
loved
too.
It.
But did they ever prove whether or not the music was off or not?
I don't know what that's about. I went back and listened to it again.
Did you watch it again? So was the music over or not?
I don't think the music was over.
Right. So the question then becomes, why would you risk something like that? And, you know, and why? Because it got votes.
Yeah, exactly. They won.
It's like, why would you risk it? Oh, okay, because we don't care if Carrie Ann thinks we did the lift. It
right.
was an amazing.
That was amazing. I don't even know how they do that.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
It was pretty, but, it was. I talked to Linda about it, and I think she just so. I don't think Linda even knows who Nicole is, really. She's listening
really?
To the
well,
show.
Well, here's an example of who Nicole is.
All right, here we go.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Hot like me? Don't you wish your Benny does, right? Oh, there we go.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Everybody's singing that song now, don't you think?
And their story's pretty incredible, too, I think.
Well, their story is.
Okay.
Linda's like, she's instant messaging me. What is the website for the video and the voice? She's like instant messages. So, I mean, I'm kind of sad that we don't hear much about the Pussycat Dolls. I really am. Because what did they have, like a gazillion hits off their first album?
Not a gazillion. They had a good first album.
Run.
But then, a good run. But now they're doing a little bit of touring. But, you know.
Okay.
They're just making a little run of it. But now Nicole's, you know, branched off and she's done stuff with Pitbull. And she's also done stuff with, Diddy on the side, too.
Right. So Nicole
who
is
already
the
started
lead singer,
them, yeah.
by the way. Nicole is Schwarzenegger. Is
a lead. They're all leads.
That's not even the right name I just gave her.
She's the one that's popped out.
What I loved was her story and growing up in Hawaii and being, isn't that interesting and fascinating how much we didn't know about her?
I know. And did you see the episode where her aunt came that has Down syndrome?
Yeah. I know.
She
did you cry?
Cool. You know.
So when I sit down and I watch this reality stuff, all I do is cry. I cry. I'm watching I cry. I'm watching The Biggest Loser because we're having to flip all over the place, right? How annoying is that? It's like, come
on. I cried
on.
Enough this week over Lost.
Lost is gone forever.
I was teared out this week.
You cried over Lost. I think Linda cried over Law and Order.
Oh.
Gone. That's it.
It's over.
They didn't even know that was going to be their last show. And that was their last show, their last episode. And there's this big debate now about Law and Order, about the police chief, whether or not she's got cancer or not. Did she get any good news at the end and all of that? So here I'm watching The Biggest Loser. And this is very near and dear to me because my sister was about the size of Michael, the guy that won. When she died.
And how many pounds did Michael lose? He lost like 260 something.
Close to half of his body weight. Uh-huh. He started, I don't know if we can look that up real quick, but he and it was going to be close between he and Ashley. And they were kind of the, what do you call it? Dark horses. They you know what I mean? They hung out together. They finished last in the marathon together. Mm-hmm. And so here they were, right? But they were the largest, I believe she was the largest woman and he was the largest man. Is that right?
I think you're right.
And they really hung together as buds throughout the season. And right at the end, it was the other guy, the young guy. But what, don't you love seeing people transform like that?
Yes.
I mean, what would have been his shot in life had he not gotten that opportunity? And I think that's what we do. I think we watch some of these shows to remind us and inspire us that we can truly be beyond whatever we think our limitations are, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's Lee selling paint in a paint store, or whether it's, you know, Crystal. And she talked about selling, standing on a corner, you know, with a cup. Uh-huh. Playing her music.
Playing a guitar.
This is what inspires us in this country. I mean, it's kind of amazing, isn't it? So, do you have a pick for tonight? Does Benny have a pick? Do you have a pick?
For American Idol?
Yeah. Everybody is saying Lee's going to win.
No. I'm going with Crystal.
I want Crystal to win, but I don't know who's going to win. I don't know. Everybody's saying Lee's going to win. Nope. I don't know.
It's going to be an upset.
I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting. I've liked her from the beginning, and I'm one of these loyal people. I'm like a little dog. You know, if I like become loyal, that's why I stay in relationships like forever. It's with the same company 25 years, right? It's like, you know, you should get out, but you don't. But the point is I'm really loyal, and I liked her from day one, and I've just kind of stayed with that. And I think that's what I'm going to do. There you go. I said it. We had it. Okay?
Okay.
So tomorrow we'll be like, you didn't get it right. Well, thank you for our little pop culture update, both of y'all. Thank you so much.
What are we going to do next week? Because, or the summer, TV's over.
No, next week we're going to talk. No, but we're going to talk about. We're going to make the announcement. TV's over.
She's so upset.
I know she is.
It's a bittersweet time of year. It's the summertime's coming,
but
no more TV.
I don't know what we're going to. Well, you mean no more like reality stuff?
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
America's Got Talent,
and So You Think You Can Dance.
And So You Can Think You Can Dance.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So those are like, those are, so whatever happened to Hufflepuff?
I know.
Hufflepuff?
Where did he go?
What happened to him?
What do you mean?
They got the new guy in.
Or something. Howie Mandel's on there now.
Howie Mandel. Yeah. Well, it's all in the world of.
On that note,
let's take a short break. When we come back, we've got a great show, great interview. Joining us here today is Dr. Meg Wheatley, and we're going to be talking about perseverance. That's what some of these folks had. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.